We're talking Basketball Wives LA Season 5 Reunion. Thank God there was only one episode. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome.
RIP to Nate, dog.
Because if you knock, I'm a buck. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Basketball Wives LA AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples in the world. Fishar says so.
Hey, everybody, I'm back.
Finally.
I know, right?
She would just be leaving me and shit. I had to do this show last week by myself. I could have had Daniel in, bitch, but I don't forgot.
I don't know why you didn't. I was gone for 2 weeks.
Back. Daniel J, back in the building.
What's going on, y'all? Nice to be back.
Yes, with the frames.
And well, you know, I had to do a little something. I had to green with envy, you know. Hey, Dora.
You should give him to Duffy. Let's talk about it. We're here, the reunion. Like I said, thank God we only got one episode because I can't with the Bad Girls Club 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Lord of the Rings reunion series.
Or like, Love and Hip Hop. But remember, that had become standard once upon a time. Yep. We got 3 episode reunion specials. But I was glad that the production and VH1 were smart enough to know that Basketball Wives Season 5 only needed one installation.
Jesus. A whole bunch of didn't go on this season. So, yeah. I mean, if they would have had a part 2... I would have been like, what would you have talked about?
Which was so crazy to me because literally firsthand, as a girl who was there firsthand, there is so much I feel that was left on the cutting room floor.
Like, what's one thing that you feel should have been like brought up on the actual...
Well, I can't say what was discussed, but there was a really, really funny scene where Malaysia and Tammy met up and they got so messed up. I remember Tammy ended up taking off her lashes in scene and putting them by her beard and stuff, and they were talking some things. Ooh. So there are a lot of scenes that took place that didn't... I'm like, I can't believe it's already over.
VH1 released some, like, online, like, as promos that I saw, like, when she went to the studio with Jackie and Jazz, mm-hmm. And we all found out that Jackie had a recording studio didn't nobody know about.
Yeah, there's
was it in her
few
purse?
Scenes.
I can't. I'm not.
There were a few scenes.
Steven, can we get the chat opened up? Thanks, boo. All right, let's talk about these outfits. Malaysia coming through with the Walter collection. Yes! I just can't with the hair. I love Malaysia. She's my favorite. I'm not with the blonde hair. Maybe it was the TV I was watching it on because, you know, these TVs be a little filtered.
No, it looked, to me, my gripe, because I got a lot of feedback on this on Twitter. My gripe was I didn't mind the hair color. It was the hairstyle.
I didn't like the look. I'm going to just be honest. I didn't like the dress. I have an issue with like anything that looks like gold lamé. I can't do it. Plus the lace. I think it could have been. And then the boobage just didn't sit right.
Yeah,
I agree.
It didn't frame right around. Because she had, you know, it was like that round the neck cross
and
mermaid
I agree.
Type.
I think the hairstyle was wrong. Because we've seen her with blonde hair before. She looks great.
She has a huge wig closet.
It just looked like it was like bleeding into her face. Like, face
that's not how
much.
It looked on a regular TV. Okay. It was close to her complexion, but it was multidimensional. She had highlights, low lights.
See, Brandy to me is one like, okay, I liked the hair color, but the cut was like, did Chucky fucking cut that? Like,
see,
why?
I feel the opposite. I didn't like the color, but I liked the cut.
The
only thing I didn't like about the cut was the side that was tucked behind her ear. It wasn't all tucked behind her ear.
Oh, she see, I feel like the cut was just so like straight across.
That one tendril.
I wanted, like, a nice
well,
little...
because it was supposed to be almost like an asymmetrical, but like a... It was supposed to like descend down.
Well, bitch, it didn't. It was symmetrical.
Right.
I like the
I thought
cut.
She was
going to like
start singing a song from Chicago or something. Like.
But I was feeling her fit. I'm sorry. She was giving me legs and ass.
I have a little romper like
the
that from R&B before they closed down and became Wet Seal Plus.
I can't.
But I have a little romper like that. I love it.
She was giving me all legs.
No, it was the red one. Brandy's an inch taller than me. Brandy's 5'10", and she used to run track. Yeah.
I thought she was like 6'4".
No, Brandy isn't exactly 1 inch taller than me. You know we've done lunch before. Mm. She's exactly 1 inch taller than me, and she is stacked. She's a former track runner.
Jackie.
Looked like Elvira. I'm sorry.
Looked like she was going to a funeral.
Well, you know Jackie's go-to color is black, always.
But she just was like...
But what is it, crushed velvet? What was the dress?
I don't know what the dress was, but... Jackie, I mean, the looks titties snatched. Were sitting. They always are.
I said, yes, boo, bitch. The hair
Jackie's
was lost.
Boobs are always sitting.
Simple.
Yeah, the hair was lost. I don't know.
Shawnee.
I prefer Shawnee with short
Let's
hair.
Let's talk about Tammy. Tammy looked amazing.
She did.
I think Tammy was the best dressed.
She liked the bowl cut.
I loved it.
I call it the baby's kid cut. Yeah. Yes. It was really, kid. You know, popular yes. in 92. I think you know what I'm saying?
She came, like, she knew she had to come to this, like, mothering everybody. I think the outfit was on point. The hair was on point. Honestly, like, she...
If you follow her on Instagram, she has a photo of her in that outfit, shoes and everything. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like, her body, everything. For somebody who's 46, you're working.
45. Mm-hmm.
She's
46 now. She said 45 on Wendy last week.
Well, she said 46 on the reunion.
Well, Tammy, figure it out and get back to us.
Wait, okay, so I only saw a clip of it from the Wendy show, but she was on there, and she basically said, like, I saw something. Was she basically saying, like, she's done with Basketball Wives, or she's just letting this moment sit for a minute and carrying on?
It sounded like... I for one, don't think she's ever going to leave Basketball Wives.
Well, I hope Basketball Wives...
But it did kind of allude to that. And I noticed, speaking of conflicting things that Tammy said on Wendy versus the reunion, she said yesterday on the reunion, Reggie ain't going nowhere. But then she told Wendy that there will come a day that they break up, because she can't give him what he wants, and that's a child.
But I think... See, I she did say that, but I feel like she's saying that Reggie's not going to make the choice to leave, but she will.
She will, yes.
For him.
Yes.
Which I kind of understand. Like, he's 17 years her junior.
Reggie is 29.
Well, then do it now.
He's a year older than me. He is 29.
Why are we playing with emotions right now? If you already have the idea that you're going to leave... You know what I'm saying?
But she does love him. At the end of the day,
she
the relationship
leave him
is real.
And it's going to happen. It's
well,
gonna
I hope
stay.
Not. I hope
but don't
put, him,
but
don't
Tammy, don't
him.
Put that out there, girl.
And
let,
I really like
just
Reggie.
Just allow yourself to be loved. This man wants to be with you, and you don't know what his. That's what
really
you wanted as a
person.
Child.
And I think that's what Shawnee was trying to convince her and tell her, like, this is a man that loves you.
Right.
Like, regardless of anything else, there are other options. You don't have to go to that space. And one thing I feel like for Tammy, you can't steal someone's choice. Allow Reggie to make the choice to stay with you. And if he's making that choice, respect that choice. In regards to her leaving Basketball Wives, she not going nowhere.
I don't think she is.
And I think what she meant by that statement was that, because, of course, Wendy asked her about, like, a spinoff. And she was like, I'm not interested in another reality TV show about my life. I'd rather move in a different direction and let Basketball Wives stand as Basketball Wives.
Even though she was supposed to have a spinoff, but it never left off the ground. It was called Roman's Empire. The Roman Empire or something like that. But it never. And I personally believe that would have done better in ratings than Shawnee's Full Court Life.
And I really like Shawnee's Full Court.
Because Lyric and Jazz and Reggie and Tammy.
Don't try.
Why do you?
Because we don't Shawnee or something. That's why.
No, I like Shawnee's
her hair.
I like Shawnee's Full Court because on Basketball Wives we don't really get to see about Shawnee.
Mm-hmm. That is by choice.
Yep.
Right.
But as someone who worked on the show, I firmly believe that is by choice.
I'm sure it is, but at the end of the day, we don't get to see a lot of who Shawnee is in that regard. I enjoyed seeing her with her kids, with her family, and that dynamic at home.
Okay. By the way, her ex-husband just went into, you know how he owns like everything. He's now a Krispy Kreme guy.
Cool.
Checks keep coming in.
And she ain't with really that little actor no more.
Think she is.
She not. She did an interview. She said that relationship is over with.
Well, she was with him during filming of that show.
How you doing? Wait a minute.
Because I have a friend.
Shawnee, look.
I have a friend who worked on that show, and she was definitely with that guy during, he was over the house during filming. I don't know if he made any cuts of the show because I didn't watch, but yeah.
Kevin. I gotta agree with you in the chat because this brush bristle ass motherfucking bang Angel Brinks sitting up here with the fucking neck brace dress.
I gotta say, I didn't even know Angel was on the couch.
Her dress
for
looked like Mr.
20
Freeze.
Minutes.
Like, I was just waiting for them to just put something on top, like a bubble or something.
It looked like she took some fabric, went to a bedazzle store, rolled around it, and got up and said, okay, let's go.
Yeah, girl, that's
If we're being perfectly honest, I visited her website, her boutique website, and she has some pieces on there.
Her leggings are supposedly like.
You know,
there.
I was looking for an olive green jumpsuit for the longest, and she has a nice one, like, you know, of course, one of those. You know, video
Thirst
vixen,
trap.
Instagram model type. But it's a cute olive green jumpsuit for about $80. I was like, okay, Fashion Nova competition.
Fashion Nova, yeah.
I don't need her to come back. She's, yeah, I think all. She's a sweet girl. I yeah. really do, but I
this
just
this isn't her thing.
It's not. It's and not. Take and it Angel was. Love with you. No, nope. Please.
It never was. It you was, don't like Angel Love. What's your right? So you like you prefer Duffy to Angel Love if we're talking new girls?
Hell no.
Like next season, if you had to keep one of them,
Angel Love. Mm-hmm. Duffy got to go. I'm sorry.
No one likes Duffy.
I'm in the mood for deflation.
Okay, here's the thing. I actually think that they should not get rid of Duffy because they're like, no one cares. Duffy was carried. Duffy's name was literally throughout the entire season. Mm-hmm. She was the villain in whatever case you mm-hmm. want to play it. It was the OGs versus Duffy.
And she was a gnat. Let's girl, just be honest. Bye. I was
look,
so ready.
I know you friends like with Tammy, canuck. Girl. But
this
like,
got nothing to do with being yes, friends with Tammy.
You're friends with Tammy?
I am associated with Tammy. Yes, we're not friends like that. But
yeah, same.
I feel like this. When I look at the show and I look at how Duffy reacted, proacted, it's just not something that I agree with. I know that these shows are not 100% of who these people are, but yeah. watching an edited version of this show, if I ever came across Duffy, Duffy's not somebody that I would want in my space.
Do you feel like Duffy got bad editing? Do you feel, you were there. So. Do you feel like she added to the show?
I do think that Duffy added to the show. But see, that's another thing. They cut out one of the scenes that I loved. It was when it was Angel Love and Duffy, they did a scene together at the very beginning. Okay. Yeah, and that's when they determined it. I don't really see it for her type thing. And so I felt like
which
that would
have made
good.
The story much better for us as viewers yeah. to have seen that. Because today on the couch, it was last night on the couch, it was just like...
You know what would have made Duffy's storyline a little bit better? If we actually saw you be a mom. If we actually saw you be a fiancé.
Well, see, they're not bringing in the kids.
Or if we actually saw you DJ. The only time that we saw you with a board in front of you or tables is when you met with Jazz.
Yeah.
And the whole time, you're talking about how successful
well,
I am.
Fairness, I was about to say that's a production thing, because the girls pitch ideas all the time. Like, Duffy's like, well, why don't you come out? You know, because Duffy was working simultaneously to doing the show.
So
like,
tell us about that.
So Duffy would be like, I'm not going to be here next week because I have a gig in Denver and in Dallas. So they'd have to work out something with filming. And then there were plenty of times where I dropped Duffy and Brandy off at Playhouse in Hollywood because Duffy had a gig. And of course, she can use Basketball Wives Duffy, but she was actively DJing.
She's booked.
She's really close with French Montana, Amber Rose. Like, Duffy was out here working. And I know that for a fact that Angel Love was trying to pitch certain ideas. Like, oh, my sister's coming in town next week. Can we film a scene? So, ultimately, that's a production call. Like, no.
Because I looked at it like this was just like...
Because, you know, they have to keep the storylines
together.
Tammy
and Duffy got into a fight. Now, all the bitches on this show... This reunion was like the roast on Duffy. Like...
It was.
And here's what I'm going to say. I actually like Mark Lamont Hill. I don't like him for these shows. I don't, like, to me...
I didn't mind him.
I've never...
I didn't either.
I've never noticed him as a catty person.
I minded his too short pants leg. it got on my nerve. I Instagrammed him. I said, baby, I enjoyed you. I think I still miss and love John Sally. I think he's great.
He's my... Yeah.
He's but the mess.
Mark and that pants leg, every time he crossed his leg, we saw his entire sock and his calf. I was too done with it. I said, please have a longer pants
well,
leg.
Well, it might be harder for him because Mark is a shorter man.
He's fine.
He is a shorter man,
at
but Mark.
Yes.
What I like about Mark
more
is he's shorter.
Yes.
And he is a well-versed man. He can talk the Benghazi scandal with Hillary Clinton, and he can also host the Basketball Wives reunion.
Journalist author.
That's goals.
Yeah. But my thing, like, I don't know. It was just, there were certain things with it where it's like, why I love, what's her name from Love and Hip Hop, is I feel like she does not choose sides. Like, I don't look at her as a host. And
Nina.
I don't feel like she... watched the episodes and then was like, yeah, I'm team this, I'm team that. I feel like she comes into it and she... I feel like Mark was like either told or something like, all right, we're going to all go in on Duffy right now. Because mm-hmm. all his... He had
he
like jobs
for
Duffy. And I just was like, damn. Like, I agree with a lot of stuff
jobs
that they
like
were saying.
What?
He was really into the Thither conversation and he was really
hilarious
into...
Hilarious when Jackie... but that's something that he had to amp up because the reunion was a drag. Girl. As a host, whatever was being thrown out by the girls, I'd amp it up too. Mm. Wait, what was going on? Imitate that again, because it was a... Without background music and
services.
Editing.
I enjoyed him. He was much better than I thought he would be because people kept hitting me up on Instagram saying that they don't really like him on VH1 Live. I don't watch VH1 Live. So
I don't like him on VH1 Live.
I've never seen him do anything as far as hosting. I enjoyed him.
Yeah, on like, what's it? Oh my God. Huffington Post, right?
Yeah, he's Huffington Post.
CNN, yeah, that's where I originally saw him, and I was just like, yes, daddy. And all of a sudden, you out here talking about yes, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I have a chance then. You know what I mean? But I'm just like, really, sir? Was this really the gig of a lifetime? But all right. Anyways, moving on from that.
Check is a check.
He looked great. No, that's what I'm saying. Honey, and it's hard out here, so now I see Huffington Post and all these companies ain't hiring, so bitch, go to VH1.
That is true, and that whole... You know, the personality is kind of fading out. You got to work twice as hard and get your check. You know, like the last class, I think, is like the Kevin Frasers and Maria Menounos. It's very hard to be an entertainment reporter.
Well, those are reporters. Now you got to have personality.
Yeah.
If you don't have personality, boo, you ain't getting on TV.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's true. All right, so let's talk about it. Shawnee versus Brandy. I forgot this even happened.
Shit, would you? It was at the first half of the damn season. Remember, we were waiting for this storyline.
Yeah, and then they dragged out the second storyline.
This is what I feel about that particular... I almost forgot what season it started. Yep. I was like, wait a minute. Was that this season? Yep. Was that last season? Yep. I'm confused. And then I was like, oh, the incident happened last season. The apology was this season.
Too long.
It was.
But who cares?
Duffy said, Shawnee basically said, look, there was a point where I wanted to get rid of Brandy. We squashed it. I wanted to squash it. She said, and then Mark was like, and rumor has it, Duffy is going to be gone too. She said, yes, Duffy will not be back. I was just like, dang, no, man, these bitches.
That
like,
ain't going to stop Duffy's money. Let's be clear.
I mean, true.
If anything, it boosts her revenue. Because now, even though she's not on the show, formerly of Basketball Wives LA, she can add
Drea.
That to her moniker.
Drea, okay.
And still be out there.
If she does, I think that it would be...
being booked.
I don't know. I just feel like if she does use the whole former basketball... Because first of all, she's not a wife yet. She's a fiancé to an agent.
True. But I mean, who really is wives aside from Jackie? Isn't Jackie and Brandy the only married ones?
When I think about Basketball Wives, I feel like you either have to have been married or are currently married. So as far as like the girlfriends and the fiancés, I've never agreed with them.
So the same rules apply for Angel Love then?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't want Angel Love on the show to begin with. When the little chihuahua came, I was like, she can go back to the camera.
When Brandy imitated her, I was cracking up. I forgot about that.
In that confessional, I died because it was so on point.
It was.
They said Duffy was carried. And I just feel like everyone is carried on the show because the show is about women who are carried by their man's fame. Like, we're watching the show because you married someone who is famous,
too.
And that carries you into, that gives you clout to say, hey, I'm interesting. So, what I didn't like either, Duffy, like, I'm a strong, black, independent woman. I'm sorry, that's not...
phenomenal woman, that is me.
And Maya Angelou, you are not. So, stop it.
I'm sure Maya rolls over twice.
I'm sorry, being a single black female isn't...
Duffy was getting on my damn nerves with
half of y'all on that stage are single black females. Females thinking you in a relationship.
Duffy was getting on my damn nerves with that. With
Duffy
the whole,
was giving me, you know, motion sickness with those waves. Her dress looked like it was about to unravel.
She was sipping from her own Kool-Aid a little bit too much.
I have to apologize. Like, everything that I searched online in regards to her relationship with Amber Rose says that she was... that they were cousins. Mm-hmm. And even on her social media, I believe there's a picture where she references her as cousin.
Actually,
and on the show, she says, oh, that's just one of my good friends. Which...
because that's when how it was presented to me.
But when girl, Brandy's her sister.
But when she said that, as long as I was under the impression that they were cousins, I was like, oh, they look alike. That makes sense. But now, for her to say, oh, that's just my best friend, I'm like, so are you trying to be Amber Rose with waves? Like, I'm confused.
Now, see, that I don't agree with, because my introduction to it, the cousin thing is new to me.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's new to me. When I was introduced to Duffy with working on the show, before I even knew she was affiliated with Brandy, one of my coworkers was like, we got Amber Rose's best friend on the show. That is that's my intro to Duffy. So this cousin thing that just popped up, I'm like, when did this happen? But from my understanding, it was her and Amber Rose that were closer than her and Brandy.
Yeah, which makes sense. And it also makes sense. I mean, I don't know. Can y'all hear my voice in your headphones? I feel like I sound a little bit distant. But
you do.
All right. Well, we're going to figure that out. I felt like, so this is where I started looking at Duffy kind of differently with the Malaysia situation.
Mm.
Because Malaysia clocked her. She said, look, I didn't give you a hug when I first met you, so that was some tea off camera when I first originally met you before we started the scene and I was first introduced to you. I hugged you, bitch, right? And you got real quiet when she brought that up. Yes, Malaysia.
I had to apologize to Malaysia on my Instagram because when I first saw that scene, I read Malaysia for filth for being just rude and disrespectful.
Well, see, the thing is, they had to beef this up, of course, for storyline purposes. Of course they had to. You know what I'm saying? Of course it had to be made out as if, oh, she didn't hug me when we first met for the storyline.
I don't know. I'm so anti-Deflit. I can't. I'm just
what
ready
was
for
your
a
first
deflation.
Moment of being anti-Deflit?
My first oh my God. The finger waves for one.
Well,
I was anti that.
We're all praying for that.
I was anti her Gucci chain that she just decided to wear in every single episode.
It's hard
and
keeping up.
I really became anti-Deflit when she had the meeting with Tammy in regards to the visual for Jazz.
Yeah.
And didn't have her shit together.
And didn't have her stuff together. And then everything after that was like, oh, I'm getting it together, but it's... I'll tell you what really just took me over the edge. That damn audition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was so done...
That audition.
...with her and the reasons that she gave for that whack-ass audition. Now, I've been in entertainment all my life, in theater, in music, and in dance. I've been in two dance companies, and I have taught it for years. Bruh.
That ain't no audition.
That ain't it. That ain't it. And then you go from, you know, and I don't disagree with her that she's, you know, knows Montana or what all these,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I witnessed her firsthand on FaceTime.
But you go hard on...
French Montana is cool with everybody. Like, he's one of the nicest people in the world.
But first you go hard to Tammy and Jazz at the wardrobe fitting about who you worked with. But then on this reunion, you don't talk about them. You talk about these up-and-coming artists that you do visuals for.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, if you're doing visuals for up-and-coming artists, usually what that means is your up-and-coming artist they don't know the difference between professional and doable. So you'll fly
shade.
By...
That's no shit. No, I feel that. You just said a word with that.
Your fly-by-night type of antics, they might work for somebody who's mm-hmm. up-and-coming, but when you're dealing with somebody whose mama been in the industry
who's
for
seasoned.
20 years... That's not going to work.
I
and
never
I agree
about
with
it
Tammy.
Like
wardrobe was never your function, boo.
Yes.
Like you
said,
not
I
the
wanted
creative.
To direct and I wanted
right.
to run shit.
Right.
You did not direct and you did not run shit. So,
and wardrobe was never assigned to you.
That was Tammy's job.
That's just it. If I'm working with someone for a Char Says So video and they're supposed to be providing the camera and the lighting, don't show up to
what
the set with, you know, a Mac caboodle. Because makeup wasn't... That's not... What's going on? You know what I'm saying?
And, Shawty, like, for you, working in production, I'm sure that you don't have to walk into work asking, yo, so when am I supposed to be here?
Oh, no. Char runs a tight ship. If anything, I'm telling people when to be here.
Like,
you guys, we got to beat the sunset, so let's aim for 3:30.
That part.
Yay. Okay, see
that
you tomorrow.
all right, so Duffy says, so they go into the whole Thistra thing, and Duffy, which I'm going to keep it right. I keep doing it because it was just funny. I never remember Duffy saying it like that.
Me either.
But then again, you have to remember that it comes from Jackie. So in Jackie's interpretation...
And speaking of Jackie...
Wait, let's not even yet. Hold on, because that's like a whole
we
segment.
We were texted last night, and it's just such a... I should call her on speaker and ask why she was so quiet.
Go ahead.
She's going to get mad at me.
That's fine. So Duffy, she says, she's my sister, and we don't have to prove it. And then Tammy was like, no one cares to talk about it. I mean, it was in the cards, girl. Calm down. Like, I get the shade, but like... Then all of a sudden, Angel Love jumps on the bandwagon. It's like, oh, if we all gonna hate on Duffy, like, I'm gonna get my peach next season. Well, boo, there ain't no peaches, and yours is rotten, girl, so you can get right on off the couch.
Which
we didn't talk about her outfit. I thought Angel Love, actually, after Tammy, Angel Love, for me,
absolutely. Angel Love's outfit, I enjoyed.
I'm texting her.
And her hair.
And her hair. If I have to run, Shani's outfit I like. I don't like Shani with the long hair.
Me either.
I just love her with a shortcut.
I do love her.
And then
her
I think
with
I would have preferred her if she had rocked the longer hair. I think I would have preferred a side part. It was something about that middle part
and then
when they exposed
the
ear jewelry. Right. If it would have been a side part and a swoop,
come on,
with the ear jewelry.
Like if you was giving me like a Jessica Rabbit, I'd have been there for it.
I might have, yeah. Something about that damn middle part. And it seemed like they didn't catch her. her leave out, I'm doing, this is a flat iron motion. You know, with the tiny flat iron.
But I thought you were going to do your Beyonce choreography.
No, it's what
that's
happens.
When you got to get to the root.
Because you got to get and you got to scoop with the flat iron and you make lay sure it you on don't the track.
Get that burn. All right. So Angel Love now doesn't want to accept Duffy's apology. And then starts going to this thing. She's like, she follows Amber Rose, which I was like, ooh, this is about to be some tea right here.
No, let me tell you.
And then nothing boiled over.
Let me tell you. Remember that one scene when the girls were at the parlor? It was Jackie, Duffy, and
what she said, she got
Angel Love. Yes, you okay. Got bodies, boo. You a video, da da da. I was working with Jackie that day, but Angel Love and me, we cool. So we get to talking off camera, and Angel Love brought it up then. So I thought that when they got around to doing the confessionals, that she would have been in the confessional. Like, and as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Angel Love brought it up when they were arguing, but it was edited out. Because how you gonna call me a video hoe and you participate in the slut walk? Ain't your best friend like leading the charge for, you know, but you sitting up here calling me a video hoe? So they either edited it out of the argument or it was said in a private moment between Angel Love and myself. But I was so glad. I was like, finally she used it, because I realized in the show she never said it in the confessional. So pulling it out at the reunion was the ultimate juggernaut.
Ba-bam.
She wasn't playing. But it does make sense, doesn't it? Daniel, you look like you're disagreeing.
If you're
like
in a movement supporting women, why are you...
Here was my thing with the whole Dufflet and Lovely situation.
Dufflet and Lovely.
Yes. First of all, I don't believe that Angel Love never was texting or calling like she tried to make it.
I don't believe that.
I think.
Well, you don't believe that she was or that she was not?
I don't believe that she was not. I believe that she was, and I think you should have just owned it and be like, yes, because you were cool. I was looking for a manager. But when she pulled out the Amber Rose comment, I felt like she was going to go in that direction, but that's not what she said. She said, for you to be friends with Amber Rose, who does these things to support women, and my personal opinion about the slut walk is, if I were a woman, I would not want to be a part of that. Like, I don't want to bring awareness to how great women are by putting this label on them as a slut. And then
I don't think that's the point. You dress of the slut walk.
Well, it's not supposed to be the point, but it's also kind of like
the last one was supposed to deal with rape culture, so you have women walking around half naked.
I missed that. I was reading the board. What did you say?
The last one, it has to deal with rape culture. And then you got everyone out here twerking, half naked.
Yeah, because it's looked at as empowerment in certain regards. And it's kind of reclaiming the name, taking it back, and celebrating all different types of women. I feel like I'm doing a poor explanation of it. Amber really breaks it down.
Here's the thing. I get the idea of it. Trust me, I get it. But it's also like one of those things where it's like, okay, the N-word. Like, no one feels that you should really... I mean, at the end of the day, it has such a negative tone to it that if there are
negative
people
roots
out there that feel that that word is poison, why are we even trying to make it something? Why are we still using it? So with something like a slut, let's take the word back and own it. Do you know how many women were beaten and things like that and called
that? But that's the whole reason.
What are you going to pour into that?
I feel like that particular term is not a term that most women want to claim or reclaim. Now, if it was called the bitch walk, mm-hmm. I'd be like, yes, you reclaim that. You bring, because that has become a term that most women use with each other. Whatever, it's become that term
slut
of endearment.
Slut is too in certain cultures. You're such a slut. I mean, Hollywood,
and them
and they ain't real friends.
Right,
and they ain't real friends. They ain't real friends because he probably sucking his boyfriend's dick.
Slut does not offend. It really does not. Just like cunt doesn't. Cunt is for the white people. No, white women lose their minds over that word. Black women don't. No, if you call a black woman a cunt, she's probably gonna be like, okay, you call a white woman a cunt, it's World War III.
I don't get it. I love the word cunt.
Well, right, I'm saying culturally. Let us know within the comments and in the live chat what you all think. I firmly believe if you call a black woman a cunt, she's going to be like, okay, bitch, and it's Tuesday. If you call a white woman a cunt, it's going to be,
I was just reading that.
Duffy is the one of those people that gives a slut walk a bad name. I saw Duffy at the slut walk, and she was basically acting like she was at Coachella.
At the end of the day, when Amber Rose wasn't on the show, we didn't talk about Robert Jordan. We're talking about Right, we're talking about affiliations.
And that's, I get Angel Love's point.
I just
but
feel
she
like Angel
wrong.
Love should have owned the fact that, yes, we were cool. And I'm sorry, I was so tickled in my Chi-Tai Plus when she said, I wasn't friends with you now, and I'm not going to be friends with you now. I said, baby, we know what you meant, but you were so in your emotionals.
Well, she's like that when she gets to talking fast. What did you all think about her not accepting Duffy's apology, though?
I mean,
because Duffy's apology seemed genuine to me in the moment.
No.
I didn't, not on the reunion, but if they had that conversation before, I felt it. But my thing is this, don't sit up here talking about women empowerment and you on this goddamn show and you on here fighting with bitches and not, it, like, because my thing is, you really want to be that role model. You really want to take that step. You understand this is a television show. So if you felt someone is saying something a certain way, then come at them and have that conversation. But I understand it's not good for ratings. So you take yourself out of your normal character and you turn up a bit. So don't sit here and talk about women empowerment, because this show is not about women empowerment.
But she said, that's what she's saying as far as you attacking me for being in a Anthony Hamilton video and in a Drake video. Right. You're calling me all different types of things. Ooh, excuse me, the soda. You're calling me all different types of things, and you're sitting up here affiliated when your best friend slash cousin is leading the charge in the exact same thing that you are demonizing me about.
And flip it on now Angel Brinks, who came to say, oh, you guys are so mean to me. Like, it's just, I don't know
Angel,
what to do. And then you came
Angel
on
Brinks,
the show,
do you know
ripping
what you
Malaysia
signed up?
Apart.
But does she know what show she signed up for?
No, because she came with Drea, and Drea left her luggage, okay? She did not go to baggage claim and pick it up.
Yeah.
In regards to Angel Love, I agree with her not accepting Dufflet's apology? Yes, because they both said that Duffy apologized that same day when they had the argument. So my issue is, if you apologize to her that same day, why did you go to Tammy and give that information to her and bring it up? If I've apologized for saying whatever it is I said, that moment stays there. I don't then use that same info later.
What I will say is, in the event that Duffy did apologize, that was definitely late when they went home and got to texting each other, because in the heat of the moment they had to be separated by two different security guards.
Come on, inside scoop. Yes,
they
I love
did.
It. Come
at on, the parlor, as they were filing out when the scene wrapped, things were so heated they had to leave at separate times. And me and Jackie were just sharing a truffle fry like, I can't believe this. You know, truffle fries.
Well, whenever it was in that day that she apologized, I just feel like if you were genuine in your apology, that's where the moment should have
ended.
Well,
how do you know that it was one of those things? It wasn't one of those things where she apologized, that we shot this scene on a Tuesday and then she met with Tammy on Wednesday and then Duffy apologized on Thursday. And editing
because they
made
said
it,
that we apologized the same day.
Oh, well.
But at the same time,
shut me up.
Look, Char said, I tried. I tried.
I tried being devil's advocate.
At the same time,
advocate.
Though, isn't production also, don't they also kind of tell people, like, hey, what happened yesterday, or catch up? Do they ever like
at the top of the day get what happened last night,
or like set the scene up, or give people a little bit of something?
No, mm-mm. I mean, there's no.
Oh, that's for the Philip Chow.
There's kind of like
Chow
right. There's guides, but like I said, the problem that we ran into a lot with this season is a lot of the ladies. Well, I'll say three in particular, maybe two or three, were trying to micro produce, meaning we would do a scene and they would stay after, or they would be like, okay, Char, scene has wrapped, take Malaysia, you know, back home. And then Malaysia's like, actually, I'm going to Ocean Prime. Then I get to Ocean Prime and I say, oh, wait, there's Brandy going into Ocean Prime too, you know. So then I got to be messy and call my boss and say, listen, Kim, the girls are meeting up for, you know what I'm saying, with no cameras and stuff around. So it seemed like, but a lot of the stuff was actually natural. Of course, production did kind of play puppeteer to certain things and have surprise meetups and things. Yeah, of course. But everything that we saw unfold was like real.
I mean, I believe it because it was a snore. And you said they taped for a really long time, right?
We taped for 6 months. That's
how many episodes
like,
was this? Because now I'm wondering
if
they
12. 16, I thought.
Was it?
Yeah, because
it was
16. Including the reunion.
And I'm wondering if maybe they gave them more episodes and that's why they kept the reunion to one. Because usually with Real Housewives, they'll do that. They'll give them more episodes. But Real Housewives, they earn their way up to 27 episodes and then they get them three.
But a lot goes on.
Real Housewives have really done a fantastic job of keeping the public interested.
Yeah.
Basketball Wives needs to step it up.
Or step it down.
We don't have a NeNe Lee. And I was thinking to myself when I was watching this, I was so surprised at how quiet Jackie. By the way, I texted her and I asked her, was she busy? Because I just don't want to call her and be like, hey, you're on the air. But She hasn't written back yet, but maybe she will. But without Jackie, this show, I firmly believe that this show would tank. And I know that a lot of you all watching are probably going to say that my lips are stuck to Jackie's ass this episode.
No, I would 100% agree.
Jackie is the most... When they played that highlight reel of Jackie's antics this season, if you took all of that out, what would we be watching?
Oh, God.
Well, I feel like this. First of all, I feel like Basketball Wives LA, period, is very much what Shawnee said a few seasons ago, is that... Their drama is very 8th grade, 9th grade.
Yeah.
I binge watched.
She helps keep it up.
I binge watched Miami and LA to compare the two.
Miami and slayed effortlessly.
Miami's drama was epic because it was literally relational. Like, it was like you slept with my husband. You were talking to, you know, we've been friends for 10 years.
This is all stupid cat.
You got Evelyn running across tables with wine bottles.
Yes.
Tammy Muffin Mika. You got Tammy holding. What was old girl who was on for one season?
Keisha.
She had her purse hostage.
Keisha.
It was like, come get it. You had that type of stuff. You LA know, has never been able to keep up with Miami.
Since season one of Basketball Wives LA, everything has been, oh, well, you're not my friend, but you're not my friend and I'm hurt. I think if Basketball Wives in Miami could do well without a Jackie, I think with the right casting, Basketball Wives LA could do well.
Okay, that's a good preface, but I'm saying with the current cast.
With the current cast, no.
With the current cast, they would not survive without Jackie.
Malaysia, I don't feel Malaysia is strong enough to carry. I don't think Brandy is strong enough to carry. Tammy maybe is strong enough to carry,
maybe.
But she has no one to play off of.
Exactly.
And Shawnee's going to do Shawnee. She's not...
Shawnee appeared maybe 6 times this entire season. So, and then, of course, the brand... Like, those... They're non-factors.
So, do you guys think Basketball Wives could genuinely get rid of everybody and put a whole new cast together and people would care?
No.
I think that it's like, this is their final branch.
This is their final leg. Now, they can do some cast shakeups.
I think they might have one season
left. If production came and said... We're firing everyone and getting all new girls. I don't think anyone would watch. We need at least two of the former faces in there.
Only ones from season one are Jackie and Malaysia.
And that proves my damn point.
Everybody else, you know, British,
well, Tammy is a transplant.
But January is really only interesting if Angel Brinks is there, and I don't want that coming back.
I want to know why that wasn't brought up in the reunion, because that was a moment, honey. I wish Smashing Mary was
This is Love and Hip Hop. This ain't Love and Hip Hop. Love and Hip Hop would have had January come on.
Yes!
Out from the stage,
I call her
Smash
Mary.
I can't believe I didn't even think about that. They didn't bring up Angel Brinks' party when Jackie acted a fool.
Nope.
Like, at all. Or why she attacked Angel Love.
Well, they brought it up.
They didn't even live at the reunion?
I didn't go to the reunion.
No, they brought up Angel Brinks' party. What I want to talk... But when they did it, I was shocked that they let slide over when Angel Brinks told Jackie, I offered to have my assistant bring the dress to your house.
Oh, yeah, because she said...
And you said no. Baby, they glossed right over that. Mark didn't even catch that piece of tea, honey. I was like, wait a minute, pause.
Remember, Shawnee started shadily, you know, laughing in a shady way when Jackie said that she had bought a Herve Ledger dress just in case.
Yeah.
And Shawnee cackled. We all saw that. It was a messy cackle. But they never, like, really explored that. And I know that was something that really weighed on Angel Love for, you know, the time, at least for the time.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie was so damn quiet. I didn't like that.
Wait,
I'm like, did they not give her any Bossard? Was there no Bossard?
I think she probably had too much Bossard and was like,
jeez.
Like that quiet drunk.
She probably had Bossard.
Everybody should have had some Bossard. That would have made for a better reunion.
Because honestly, this reunion
give everybody
was like,
a few sips of the Bossard.
It went right with the season. Just. But before we get into all that, one thing, Brandy was like, I'm gonna fucking get an Oscar this year. She decided to nuck if she bucked towards Angel Love all of a sudden. And it was just kind of like...
They always had tension, though.
Really? Okay. Because I was just like, Brandy, really? You gonna go after this one?
They always had
you gonna
tension.
Let Tammy and Duffy go back, your sister go back and forth with each other, and you ain't gonna say nothing? You ain't gonna be like, Tammy? You know what I mean?
But you
everything
know
about this reunion in regard to... Everybody, like Jackie, Malaysia, Brand, like all of them, proved to me everything that Tammy and Shawnee talked about with each other regarding the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I did not appreciate was that Brandy could sit there and have Duffy go back and forth with Tammy and whomever and not say a word. That's your sister, but yet you let her ass come back to LA, your ass stayed in Portugal. Let's talk about that tease. Now, when Angel Love and Brandy have a moment, Malaysia pops like... This is the very thing that Shawnee was saying, that y'all don't let each other handle your own battles. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you popping up? And she didn't get up to fight Brandy. She just said, why did y'all sit me next to this effer?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have the pillow on the way. Angel Brinks, which had me dying.
But it's important to know.
Kayla Monroe said the audience was on that bazaar. That audience was the most lit,
they were lit.
Reality show
Very
audience.
Flavor of Love season one.
Yes.
Didn't you get kicked out the first motherfucking night?
Oh! Right. I would have been in that audience real hard.
Dude that stood up was like, yo, my God. I was like, are these paid actors? I just need
but
to
they know. Always, they, can, I doubt they were paid. It might have been a cattle call. I was not there. I had nothing to do with the reunion.
Because most of the time they get assigned some so that they don't spill nothing.
Yeah, NDA. Mm-hmm. However, what I was saying is, you know, certain shows choose to pick up on certain storylines. So when Angel Love and Brandy had this discourse, they never highlighted it. I'm working on a show right now where there are two people who had discourse, and they had to tell them, you know, the reunions are pre-taped. When they were addressing it at the reunion, they had to say, hey, we got to cut that out, because it was never addressed within the story. So it looks silly bringing up at the reunion when the viewers have no inkling of you all not liking each other. So it was one of those things that I felt like kind of boiled over. It was, of course, strategic seeding. You know how mm-hmm. they do. And it was one of those things that kind of boiled over because Angel Love and Duffy never really cared for each other. And then you got Brandy, who always plays the role that we've seen as the bodyguard. She's mm-hmm. Malaysia's bodyguard.
That's
She's a, like, that's just Brandy. So that was intense.
I also died when...
But Angel wasn't scared.
Oh, she was. When she had to go sit over by Malaysia, she got real quiet. All she had was a, fuck you too.
She didn't want to be sitting next to that big old girl.
Because Malaysia would have been like, bitch.
Yeah.
Malaysia out here with her Melina.
Melina Mortal Kombat. I can't. I'm so done with you.
Can't relate.
Brandy intervenes, like Angel is being fake, and tells Mark to hold on. Yada yada.
Hold on.
Yeah, and then
that was a highlight. That's how you know the reunion is boring, because that was like a highlight. Mm. They really teased that moment. Hold on.
We then find out that Jackie enjoys her spirits like everyone else, and
they
every
have
woman.
Monique.
Oh,
Monique! If Brandy would have told Monique to hold on, that would have become a whole thing.
Imagine Monique,
the comedian. She would have been like, sister.
Yeah.
Wait, she did a reunion of
Charm School, Flavor of Love, Girls Charm School.
Yeah.
She was the host of that, and she was getting into it. Remember,
and
Boots, Mama Almost Fought.
Wait, yeah, I and y'all, can. Y'all.
Do you remember this?
Didn't she also do Love and Hip Hop?
No.
Monique
never hosted 11 Hip Hop.
No, she didn't.
That was all Mona Scott Young and then
No,
Nina
there's
Parker.
Another show versus Charm School Monique did. It was one season.
Maybe it was Bad Girls
was like,
Club because they had a rotating. Because Star always, Jones even did Bad
it was
Bad
Perez,
Girls Club.
Star and then Tanisha from that. Oh, Monique did do something. I was like, please don't do this, girl. All right, so then
but
we
that would have been good.
Jackie tells us that in her purse is a tampon, money, American Express, and a burner phone. Which I believe that is what...
Yes,
I would have actually
yes.
had a razor in there at some yes. point because she's just crazy.
I would have blank stared her because you know she's telling the God honest truth.
She feels...
Interesting aspect that she felt the need to let you know a tampon was in there. She hasn't hit menopause yet.
I'm just like...
You know.
Jackie's antics.
Thanks, bud. All right, so then we get the dress and whatnot, that whole situation. Do you guys feel that Angel...
Oh, they're saying that she did Love and Hip Hop New York. Sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
Because they said Samore did, too.
Yep.
I don't watch New York, so I can't relate. Only Atlanta.
Do you guys feel... and Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah.
That Angel Brinks gives this aura that she's better than?
Absolutely yes. not.
Okay. Yes.
Oh.
Well,
yes.
From a viewer, no.
She's very sweet, but I do get the sense of this air of superiority and an air of why am I here from her. Like, oh, we have to film today.
I will say that the only time that I saw that or felt that was when she was in her field, like when she was at her studio.
Her boutique thing.
Her boutique. And she was very snap. I was like, pause. Wait a minute.
Mm. Yeah. I love that, you know, again, the Angel and her son thing. That was just so touching.
They didn't need to bring... They
didn't need to,
they
honestly... It was so touching when we first started to bring it back. It was just like they just...
What are you all trying to do to us this reunion? Yeah. Are we laughing or are we grabbing the tissues? What was the point of showing
heart,
that?
I was just... It always hits my ticker because I can't.
Shawnee said to Duffy, if you're doing something, you don't got to tell everybody all about it all the time.
Agree 100%.
That is true. That is true.
1,000%. I've been saying
just
that.
It's like Michael Moore got Candace Cameron together on The View this morning about that. Say? Oh, yes. He was talking about Hillary Clinton and her Christian values because you know Candace Cameron is like that big evangelical conservative, and you just got to watch the clip. I retweeted it because if I go into it, we'll be here for another 20 minutes.
Shawnee said, if you were truly over it, then you shouldn't have been calling, talking trash when Tammy walked away, which is true. We said this.
It was beefed. I'm glad that Tammy emphasized, listen, we were on that damn balcony for hours on hours, and what we saw, like every reality show, is it whittled down to 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Because she said on Wendy it was a 2 hour scene.
Yeah. That's just like when they went to the Aventine, when it was all of them there, it was a restaurant in Hollywood, and that's when Shawnee was kind of being shady before they went to Big Bear. I swear to God, and I told Jesse this, they were in there for about 5 hours. I had to text my boss to make sure everything was okay. And we see in the scene that nothing even happened. There, Jackie's like, the bread is good. And we got this minuscule conversation. So these scenes take, I get that it's production trying to pull the mess up out of them. The longer you sit with someone you don't like, the messier, you know, the bigger the potential it is for mess. But
do you guys
I firmly
think
believe that
Duffy
Brinks was
is a
talking.
Professional victim? Benson
yes.
Olivia?
Yes.
Who what?
Professional
Angel Brinks
victim?
Is a professional victim. Like Tamar Braxton.
I'm going to plead the fifth. I'm going to plead the fifth.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Did I say something?
Everywhere.
Did I say something inaccurate?
No,
I mean,
you didn't. Which is why I'm going to plead the
fifth. Did you guys see Tamar's new face? So we kind of ended it where
you ready? You ready to go?
Where Tammy said she doesn't appreciate if I'm being held back, don't swing on me then.
That was a bitch move. I'm sorry. I grew up in South Central, all through South Central. I grew up in the projects. We don't square off, we square off.
Sharkeesha, no!
Like, we not about to go through this whole I'm being held back and you swing on me when I'm being held and then lie and say you made contact? Girl, with what? The air molecules?
I live.
And but Shawnee was wrong for grabbing them braids. She should have let security step in.
Yeah, but I get
she should have let security step in. But they were like, we were on this balcony and Brandy like, I thought you went over.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, like, I don't know.
You don't grab someone's braids in the moment.
I mean, I'm sure she wasn't reaching for the braid. I'm sure she was reaching for.
But that's all she could hold on to.
Yeah, it's the way Tammy was moving. Like,
she said, once I get going, you know.
No, when Tammy ever got locked up, I'm like.
Yeah. And Duffy's like, I ain't scared of no bitch.
Yes, so do we think we're going to see that actual celebrity boxing fight between them, though?
No.
Tammy said that she's over it. She's not going to.
She's not going to do it. And Duffy's not going to. She's not going to mess up those new teeth.
Well, she's not going to get her ass whooped.
Alrighty then. We want to thank you guys so much.
Oh, and before you wrap up, I took another poll and asked, you know, who are you still? Are you team Duffy or team Tammy? And of course, who do you all think won?
Tammy.
Of course. Go ahead. Wrap it on up. I gotta go.
Hashtag deflation.
Boom. Adrian Kidd said, I thought Duffy did make contact. She thought so too. but we want to thank you guys for staying in contact with us all season long. We love you. We appreciate you guys. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Say you want to watch the season over again. Subscribe to us on iTunes and replay all our after shows. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
Shar says so everywhere.
All social media at Daniel J.
Boom, it's Ratchet Mondays, y'all. So stay tuned for Love and Hip Hop. Bye.
I won't be there.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.